Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Karima. I'm trying to figure out how do you, set the call?
Yeah, because you got redirected to the business app. You're not even on the caregivers app no more. So I need you to uninstall and reinstall again so we can go through the steps.
And make a whole new account?
That account is not going to exist because that's a business account. It's not the caregivers account.
Okay.
App.
Okay, ma'am, what I got to do?
Now, reinstall it.
No. Do a different. How do you do that? You got to. She said uninstall it.
Yeah, now I need you to reinstall it so therefore I can take you to the prompts.
Hold on. I did this one.
So make sure it's the HHH chain app without the plus on the end.
Oh, so.
It don't have
the
plus.
On the wrong app?
No, that's the right one. That's the right one. It don't have plus.
It's
one said HH plus and one said regular.
Right. So what you
so
did
you
was
you on the wrong app.
Yeah, you was on the wrong app.
Okay. So what are we doing?
So just re-download that app. And then once it re-download, click open. Let me know if...
Home Care Software Solutions, LLC, right?
No.
It should.
This one don't got the plus at the end.
Okay,
don't have
yeah,
the plus
that's
the
one.
End.
That's the one you want, yep.
Okay.
And then when you get on the app, just let me know when you open it, what it says.
It's downloading right now.
Okay. Just make sure when you follow those instructions with clicking sign up, putting an email in and everything, make sure if you see that little white box that pops up and say,
yeah, I just closed
go
it.
To, yeah, you click close. Yeah, so you probably click go to App Store and that redirects you to the business app.
17, 12, 12, My daughter.
You don't have to go to your email. Just go to back to the HHA, refresh it, and then put your email in and the password. And then after you do that, you need to click the three dots on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay.
so you can update your profile.
Click the three dot icon.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you push those three dots.
After you push the three dots, you need to click that top box that say mobile device. You need to click that box, so
yeah.
Therefore you can put your information in.
It just say mobile device ID.
Right,
and then
yeah. Click that box that has that information.
Oh, okay, I see it.
So after you do all of that, it should provide you a 7-digit mobile ID number. I need that to link the agency to your file.
267. Mm-hmm. Who's that for?
Let me do it for you. Okay. Let me see. I was ignoring what you're doing. Let me look
into it. I got it. It says you have been registered successfully. Your mobile ID number is... and a copy has been emailed to you. This number should be provided to your agency. Okay, it's 5410129.
Okay, refresh your page and put your email and password in and see if your client will pop up on your app.
Okay. Yes, I see.
So on your app, when you click your client's information, you will clock in on today's schedule visits, which is the top option.
I see today's schedule.
Right.
I know what you mean. I filled the paper out
already for today. Yeah, so we're not doing anything. This is going to start tomorrow, okay? I'm just going over the basic, information about the app. And then the option underneath is unscheduled. If you happen to go on the app and you do not see a schedule on today's schedule, then you can clock in on an unscheduled visit. We can grab it and create it in the system, okay? And you can clock in and out on the unscheduled visit. The one underneath it is confirmed visits. This is where you will go at for your confirmation that your clock ins and out are registering successfully every day. Okay?
You said, where do I go to see that?
On confirmed visits. That's the third option.
I see. Oh, list of scheduled visits, then okay.
Yeah, so that's where you would go on and check for your confirmation that your clock ins and out is happening correctly.
Okay.
Okay.
And when I clock in immediately, will it show on the app or?
So when you clock in, you have to select GPS. Once you select GPS, it will confirm your clock in. When you go to clock out, there's going to be duties that you need to check off what you, whatever you did for Mr. Reginald, and whatever you did, and you just mark with an X, and then you just confirm your clock out. And
okay,
immediately
you.
When you clock in and out, it will, you can go right to that confirm and see your clock ins and out on there.
Okay.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you.
Okay? Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.